Hi, welcome to the Frihof Institute of Progressive Halakha. I'm Rabbi Mark Wyshovsky with the 12-minute shiur number 36, the mitzvah of matzah, one day or 7 days. We're working from a source sheet that you can download at our website, www.frihofinstitute.org/learning, and then scroll down to the 12-minute shiur. On Pesach, we're traditionally forbidden to eat chametz and commanded to eat matzah. But while the prohibition or isur of chametz lasts for the entire festival, 7 days according to the Torah, the positive obligation or chiyuv to eat matzah holds only on the first day, that is, at the Seder, after which you don't have to eat matzah again until the Seder next year. As Rambam puts it in his Mishneh Torah, lines 3 through 12 on the source sheet, Mitzvat aseh min haTorah le'echol matzah b'leil chamisha asar. It is a positive mitzvah of the Torah to eat matzah on the night of the 15th of Nisan, as it is said in Exodus chapter 12, verse 18, Ba'erev tochlu matzot, in the evening you shall eat matzot. During the remainder of the festival, though, the eating of matzah is reshut, a voluntary act. Should one wish, one may eat matzah, and should one wish, one may eat rice, or millet, or parched ears of corn, or fruit. Rambam, the great Sephardic posek, obviously doesn't know from the old Ashkenazic minhag to avoid rice and kitniot during Pesach. Aval b'leil chamisha asar bilvad chova, but only on the night of the 15th is it an obligation, a chova, and when one has eaten an olive's bulk of matzah, one has fulfilled that obligation. This ruling is repeated with brevity in the Shulchan Aruch lines 16 through 19, and it's clearly based on the sugya in Psachim daf kuf kaf lines 32 through 51. It begins with the Baraita. Tanya, Sheshet Yamim Tochal Matzot, Uvayom Hashvi'i Atzeret Lashem Elohecha. Mashvi'i Rashut, Av Sheshet Yamim Rashut. You shall eat matzot for 6 days, and on the seventh day you shall hold a solemn assembly to Adonai your God. That's the verse Deuteronomy chapter 16, 8. Which means, according to the Midrash, just as on the seventh day the eating of matzah is voluntary, that is, not a chovah, so too are the other 6 days voluntary. My Tama, how do they learn this? The Talmud asks. Heve daval shahaya bichlal v'yatzah min haklal l'lamed. It's one of Rabbi Yishmael's hermeneutical rules. When a thing, here the seventh day of Pesach, that is included within a general category, it's one of all 7 days of Pesach, and then that thing becomes an exception to the rule, it does so in order to teach us something about everything included in that category. Here, the verse, as read by the Midrash, teaches that eating matzah is not required on the seventh day, so it follows that matzah is not required, it's reshut, on the other 6 days. Now, if so, Yachol af Laila Harishon Rishut, does this mean that the first night too is voluntary? Well, no, it can't mean that, because the Torah says in Numbers chapter 9, they shall eat the Korban Pesach along with matzot and bitter herbs. That is, you have to eat the matzah on the first night. Well, okay, from that verse I learned that the rule applies when the temple is standing, when we have a Korban, but what about when the temple is no longer standing? Scripture says, Ba'erev tochlu matzot, Exodus chapter 12, verse 18, in the evening you shall eat matzot. That's the verse that establishes an obligation to eat matzah on the first night, independently of the temple and sacrifices. Okay, so that's how we get the rule. But you've noticed that the sugya flows from a non-literal reading of Deuteronomy 16, verse 8. You shall eat matzah for 6 days, that is, and not on the seventh day. But the pshat, the literal sense of that verse, if we read it according to its context, clearly refers to the 6 days following the first day of the festival. And if so, that means you would eat matzah on the first day, and then on the other six as well, making a total of 7. This coincides with all those Torah verses that declare that the requirement to eat matzah lasts through the entire festival, not just the first day. Our source sheet gives a couple of examples, and you can find others in our longer essay on this topic. The link is at the top of the first page. To be sure, the pshat understanding of the verse is no kasha on the rabbis. Halacha is not usually derived from the literal sense of the biblical text, but from the drash, the traditional rabbinic understanding, as it is here, as confirmed by the psak, the ruling that we've seen in the Mishneh Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. Yet there exists a counter-tradition in the halacha, a not-so-subtle critique of that psak. Now, by critique, we don't mean rejection. Nobody in the traditional literature asserts that the Mishneh Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, and much less the Talmud, are wrong. But the authors who raise this critique do suggest and recommend another possibility. We start with the Perush, or the commentary, of Rabbi Avraham ibn Ezra on Exodus chapter 12, verse 15, which begins on line 73. Shivat yamim matzot tochelu, you shall eat matzot for 7 days. Ibn Ezra links this 7-day requirement to the 7-day journey of the Israelites from Egypt to Yam Suf, the Sea of Reeds. The point is that we eat matzah for 7 days to remember that journey. As he says in the section highlighted in red, V'hine hiskir ala Pesach shivat yamim tochal matzot, chiyuv al derech ha-pshat. The 7 days is an obligation fixed by the pshat, or literal reading, of the Torah text. Chiyuv al derech ha-pshat? You mean Ibn Ezra learns a halachic obligation directly from the biblical text? That doesn't sound very rabbinic, does it? And besides, the Talmud says explicitly that there's no chiyuv to eat matzah beyond the first day. Does Ibn Ezra mean to contradict the Talmudic halacha? Well, speaking of contradiction, take a look at the next passage from none less than the Rambam on lines 97 through 104, taken from his major philosophical work, the Moreh Nevuchim, the Guide of the Perplexed. In the chapter devoted to the observance of the biblical festivals, he has just finished explaining why Shavuot, unlike the other Chagim, lasts for only 1 day. Namely, the idea there is to emphasize the day on which the Torah was given at Sinai. Aval, on the other hand, the observance of Matzah lasts for 7 days because we need that much time to truly understand the meaning of that observance. Which is to say, Rambam reads the Torah as requiring that we eat matzah for all 7 days of the festival, even though, as we've seen, he states clearly in his halachic compendium, the Mishneh Torah, that the obligation to eat matzah occurs only on the first night. So, does Rambam, in his philosophical work, contradict the Talmudic halacha that he brings in his code? We find something of a resolution to this question in our final source, lines 109 through 128. Sefer Ma'aseh Rav, a collection of the Minhagim of the Gra, the 18th century Gaon Rabbi Eliyahu of Vilna, a book compiled by his students. The Gra reads the Talmudic halacha as follows. Eating matzah is a chovah only on the first night of Pesach, and that's why it's called reshut during the rest of the festival. It's reshut because it's voluntary compared to something that is a chovah. But we should understand the word reshut not as meaning voluntary or optional in an absolute sense, but rather as a mitzvah established by the literal reading of the Torah. That is, one ought to eat matzah all 7 days, even if this ritual act does not quite reach the level of chiyuv, or obligation. A mitzvah is not necessarily a chovah, so strictly speaking, no contradiction. But why does the Gra think of matzah as a 7-day mitzvah? Well, as the Sefer goes on, because he regards matzah as the ritual equivalent of dwelling in the sukkah during Sukkot, that other great 7-day festival. If we dwell in the sukkah for 7 days, then we should eat matzah for 7 days. which is exactly what he did. And more than that, we are told that he would make a Seudah Shlishit on the last day of Pesach, Mipnei Chavivat Mitzvat Achilat Matzah, Shizmano Holechlo, out of his fondness for the mitzvah of matzah, the time for which was at an end. Seudah Shlishi, which involves eating bread, of course, is an observance normally restricted to Shabbat. For the Gra to create a Seudah Shlishit on the last day of Pesach is very much an act of creative ritual that's worthy of a progressive rabbi. Well, there's a lot more to say about this, and we say some of it in our longer essay, which, as I mentioned, is linked to the top of the source sheet. But for now, let's underscore that these three outstanding rabbinic figures, Ibn Ezra, Rambam, and the Gaon of Vilna, all come out with a critique of the codified halakha. Now again, they don't reject that halakha, but they clearly regard it as insufficient. That is to say, the one-day-only chiyuv to eat matzah, which is established by the Talmud and ratified by the codes, is both spiritually unsatisfying and contradictory to the underlying ta'am or rationale of the mitzvah. So, drawing upon the halachic source material, in this case the biblical text itself, these three poskim create a counterpsak, an alternative to the official codified halakha, an alternative that they find more consistent with that rationale. And that's why we at the Frihoff Institute consider them our role models, because we like to think that what they're doing is precisely the work of progressive halakha, namely, to interpret the halakhic tradition in accordance with what we understand to be its true purposes. Which goes to show once again, in this case, as in so many others, we are standing on the shoulders of giants. This has been the 12-minute shiur number 36 from the Frihoff Institute of Progressive Halakha. Thanks for learning with us. Lehitraot.